Hello everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Marie, and we're glad you joined us today.
And my name is Peter. Welcome to the Saturday Review Show. Now, every Saturday, we like to look at all the things we learned together from this week.
Yeah, and we can watch our lessons together today. And later, we'll ask you some questions. So, make sure to pay attention.
That's right. Okay, friends, we're going to take a look at our lessons. Make sure to notice all those wonderful sentences. Then we'll have some questions. Here we go.
Good morning, Alex.
Hi, Linda. Let's go bowling this week. We can invite other people too.
Okay. I like bowling. When?
Let's pick a day. How about Tuesday night?
No, I'm busy.
Okay. Is Thursday night good?
No. How about Friday?
I'm busy on Friday. Can you go on Saturday afternoon?
Yes. That's a great time.
Hi, Taylor. Am I recording on Tuesday next week?
Let me check the schedule.
Thanks.
Yes, you're recording at 3 p.m. on Tuesday. Why?
I can't record at 3 p.m.
Why not?
I have a meeting with Carol at 3 p.m.
Can you record after the meeting?
No, the meeting may be long.
Good morning, Susie.
Hi, Ben. Why are you looking at the calendar?
My cousin's birthday is this month, but I can't remember the day.
Ask your mom. She must know.
But she doesn't remember. I just called her.
Then ask your cousin's mom.
Great idea. My aunt knows, I'm sure.
Are Susie and Rob available to go bowling on Saturday afternoon?
I asked them. Then they asked about the time. What time are we going?
How about 1 p.m.?
They're busy then. Can we go another time?
Sure. What about 3 p.m.? That works for me.
That's okay for me too. I'll check with Rob and Susie.
Can you record before your meeting with Carol?
Yes. Who is recording on Tuesday morning?
Ben is on the schedule. He is recording from 10 to 12 o'clock on Tuesday.
Perhaps I can ask him to record in the afternoon.
That's a good idea. You can trade. Ben, you can record in the morning.
I can ask him today at lunch.
Great!
I know my cousin's birthday now.
When is it?
It's September 20th.
Hey! That's my grandmother's birthday!
Really? How old will she be this year?
She'll be 90 this year, and her health is very good.
She's lucky. Will she have a birthday party?
I don't know. It's not scheduled. But if she does, I'll go.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about school. Please help me welcome to the program, Tracy Teacher. Hi, Tracy Teacher. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rob.
School starts this week.
Yes, it does. Elementary schools, junior high schools, and high schools all start this week.
Are the students excited?
Yes, they are. My students really like school.
But sometimes students don't like school at all.
And that's too bad.
Where do you teach, Tracy?
I teach at Lincoln Junior High School.
Which grade do you teach?
I teach 7th grade. I teach earth science.
What is that?
I teach about the earth and things on it. My students study the land and the oceans.
Do students like your class?
Many do, and they ask good questions.
What time does school start?
Different schools start at different times. The elementary schools start at 8:15 a.m.
What time do the junior high and high school start?
They start at 8:30 a.m., but students can take early classes.
What time do early classes start?
Well, our school band meets at 7:30 a.m.
That's too early for me.
Did you see all the kids going to school this morning?
I did. The traffic was terrible.
Well, many parents drive their kids to school.
I had to walk to school every day, rain or shine.
No one drove me to school either.
Some kids rode the school bus.
Yes, but they lived far from school. Alex, what was your favorite subject in school?
That's easy. Recess.
No, really. What class did you like?
I really liked choir in high school. I love music.
Me too. I play the flute in the band.
Did your band perform a lot?
Yes, we did. And once we traveled to Canada to play.
And you had a great time. Linda? Linda? Linda?
What? Sorry, I was thinking about my school days.
Do you miss school?
Not really, but I liked it. All my teachers were wonderful.
All of them?
Well, most of them. My chemistry teacher was hard. I didn't get a good grade in his class.
But did you learn a lot?
I did, but I didn't like the class.
Hey everyone, I'm Rebecca, and welcome to eReport. What did you think about last month's eReport? Oh yes, I know Peter does a great job, but I'm back and I'm the professional. Well, it's so beautiful today, I thought I'd go for a walk. Hey look, there's Campbell. Hey, Campbell, are you okay?
Oh, hey Rebecca. Yeah, I'm fine. My shoes are just really old and they fell apart while I was walking.
Oh no, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I shouldn't have worn these shoes today. I need some new ones and I know the perfect place.
Really?
Yeah. It's right in the neighborhood. Do you want to come?
I'd love to come.
Great, let's go.
Yeah, come on. Whoa, Campbell, be careful. Okay.
Most people in the world own at least one pair of shoes. Shoes protect people's feet when they walk. There are many different kinds and styles of shoes. In the past, shoes were made by hand, one at a time, by a shoemaker. But now, many shoes are made at one time by machines in a factory. Because of this, the art and skill of shoemaking has been forgotten by many people. But there is one shoe company that is trying to change that. They want to help pass on the skill and tradition of handmade shoes.
Well, here we are. Look at all these shoes, Rebecca. Aren't they great?
Wow! There are so many shoes here. Look at this shoe. It is so sharp. Just look at it, Campbell.
Yeah, I really like it. And you know what, Rebecca?
Hmm.
These shoes aren't just fashionable. They're all unique.
Each shoe is made by hand, so no two are exactly the same.
That's amazing.
And you know what? I can get these shoes made to fit my feet.
Really? Well, I wonder how this shoe is made.
I'm glad you asked. Let's go find the shop owner. Rebecca.
Oh, yes, coming.
Oh, hi, Rebecca. This is Ringo. He is the owner of this store.
Oh, hi, Ringo.
Hi, 你好。诶 ，Kimbo， 我想请问一下，你今天来这里是要找怎样的鞋子
？Well, my shoes are broken, so I need some new shoes for work.
如果是工作鞋的话，我很推荐你要穿牛津鞋哦。
He thinks I should get some Oxford dress shoes for work.
That's a great idea.
刚好我现在有两款新的一个牛津鞋，那我一样是拿八号半给你试穿，好不好
？Okay, great. He's gonna get some shoes for me to try.
Wonderful.
You 觉得这双穿起来怎么样？
Not bad.But it's a little tight right here. 这边有点紧。
哎，这边有点紧，有可能是你的脚比较宽。那我重新帮你定制一双好不好
？Oh, great! He's going to help me make a special pair of shoes just for me.
可是要等我45天哦。
But it's going to take 40 days.
Wait, what? How are you going to walk home?
对啊 ，Ringo， 我的鞋子已经坏掉了，我怎么办？我不能等40天啊！
我这双鞋子在这边马上替你做紧急处理，让你可以穿原本的鞋子回去。45天后再来拿新鞋。
Okay, he's going to help me fix my old shoes. Then I can wear them home, and then when my new shoes are ready, then I can switch over to the new ones.
Oh, that is great. Good to hear.
Thank you, Ringo. That would be great.
Hey, what are all of these tools for?
对啊，这些工具要做什么的？
The first step to making a shoe is drawing a design. The shoemaker will draw the shoe design on a piece of paper. When he is happy with the design, the shoemaker will use paper to make a pattern. Then he will draw the pattern on some leather. Then he will cut out the pattern and put the shoe together. The leather pieces will make the upper. The upper is the top part of the shoe. A shoemaker will stitch and glue together the upper pieces and use machines to create special designs on the shoe.
Oh, that's the last. That's what they use to make the shape of the shoe.
像是你的脚在这个部分穿起来会比较紧的话，我就必须要从这只鞋楦头去改这个部分的一个厚度。
Oh, because my foot is a little wider over there, they're going to make a special last for me.
After the upper is finished, the shoemaker will wrap it around and attach it to the insole. The insole is the part of the shoe that touches the bottom of your foot. When the upper and the insole are attached, the shoemaker will heat the shoe over a fire to make the leather soft. Then he will use tools to flatten and shape the shoe. Once the shoemaker is happy with the shape and form of the shoe, he will put the shoe into a special oven. This helps the shoe to keep its shape. While the shoe is in the oven, the shoemaker will work on the outsole and heel of the shoe. These are the parts of the shoe that touch the ground when we walk. When all the parts of the shoe are ready, the shoemaker will put some finishing touches on them, and then glue and stitch them together.
I think I'm going to get these shoes made. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. These shoes are so nice. They'll look excellent on your feet. Look at that design. Too bad you have to wait 45 days for these shoes.
Yeah, but that's okay. They're fixing my old shoes, so at least I'll have something to wear home. I wonder how my old shoes are doing. Let's go take a look.
Wow, this is amazing.
Rebecca, let's go. Well, friends, thanks for watching. We'll see you next time on E-Report.
Wait, Campbell, hold on. This is my show.
Okay, everyone. In this part of the show, we will ask you some questions. This can help you remember things from the show.
Yeah, it's a great way to review, and we'll also help you answer them, too. But remember, you should try and answer at home, okay? All right, Marie, I am ready. What's my first question?
All right, here we go. Alex wants to go do something with Linda. What activity is it?
Oh, is it fishing? I love fishing.
No.
Is it something outside? I know Alex likes baseball.
No. Try again, Peter.
Try again. Oh, I remember. It starts with a B, kind of like baseball, but it's bowling.
That's right. The activity is bowling. Okay. Second question. Rob has a problem with his schedule. What can he do?
Well, I think he can work together with Ben to solve this problem. He can trade times with Ben.
Oh, very good answer, Peter. Good job. Okay, let's move on. Tracy teacher tells us about school. What grade does she teach?
Oh, the seventh grade.
So then, what school are these kids in?
Oh, I know. They would be in junior high school.
That is the correct answer. All right, friends, we need to take a break right now. Don't go away. Welcome back from the break. So we saw Teacher Campbell and Teacher Rebecca go to this special shoe company. Would you buy shoes from this place, Peter?
Well, these shoes are a little expensive, but I think they are totally worth it. I need to start saving my money now. Those shoes look so cool.
Yeah, and the designs are really cool. Well, friends, now it's time for us to watch our features again. Here we go.
What is on my schedule for today?
You have a meeting with John at 10 a.m. and a doctor's appointment at 3 p.m.
Thank you. Oh, hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's file. I was just checking my schedule for today. I have a meeting today at 10 a.m. with my brother to talk about our TV show. And then I have a doctor's appointment at 3 p.m. to have a checkup. It's good to know your schedule. I'm thankful for my phone. I put all my meetings and appointments in my phone. Then I can keep track of my schedule. If I didn't have my phone, I would probably forget a lot of meetings.
Many people have busy lives. They have many appointments and meetings to go to every day. If you're like them, you probably have a lot of activities to keep track of. There are many ways to keep track of a schedule. One way is to use a planner. A planner is a book with a calendar. There are daily, weekly, and monthly planners. You can write all of your appointments inside the planner. Just remember to check your planner so you can remember which meetings you have set up. You can also use an electronic calendar on your computer or cell phone. Put your appointments into the calendar, then the computer or cell phone will send you a reminder when it is almost time for your appointment. This is very convenient. When you write an appointment into your planner or calendar, make sure you write the date, the time, the place, and the type of appointment. This will help you stay organized.
Oh, I have a really busy schedule this week. I hope I don't get too tired.
Hello, Jack. It is time nap.
My phone is reminding me it is nap time. I can't wait. I'd like to schedule time to rest. That way, I can stay healthy and have more energy. Well, it's time for me to go. I'll see you next time, everyone.
Are what I need. Something to get me up to speed.
Fast foods are not good for you. Veggies are better. Try a few.
Food is what I like the best. Grab the cherries, I suggest.
It's time to take a break.
Get some friends and have some cake.
There's lots of food out there to try.
Let's have a snack before we say goodbye.
Get ready, get ready. It's time to take a break. Let's go have a milkshake.
Burger and fries are what I need. Something to get me up to speed.
I'm hungry.
Good for you. Veggies are better. Try a few.
Food is what I like the best. Grab the cherries, I suggest.
It's time to take a break. Get some friends and have some cake. There's lots of food out there to try. Let's have a snack before we say goodbye.
Thanks for joining us for our Saturday review show today. You know, Peter, I have to say, I'm a little jealous. I really want a nice new pair of shoes just like Campbell's. Peter, I'm going shoe shopping after the show.
Marie, I think you have enough shoes.
But I just need one more pair. All right, friends, you can join us again on Monday for a new lesson. We'll see you next time right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.